From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. A series of cases involving individual plaintiffs alleging exposure to glyphosate caused their non-Hodgkin's lymphoma can move forward. U.S. District Court Judge Vincent Cambria ruled Tuesday, saying it was a close question, but that the plaintiffs had presented enough evidence from which a reasonable jury could conclude that glyphosate can cause NHL at human-relevant doses. According to AgriPulse, the evidence came from three experts whose opinions Cambria said are shaky but admissible. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook were filled with posts about hashtag Cow Appreciation Day on July 10th, Tuesday. The hashtag and day was created by fast food chain Chick-fil-A as a way to promote the restaurant's mascot cows and encourage people to eat more chicken. Despite Chick-fil-A's using the day to promote chicken, it didn't stop dairy farmers, cattle ranchers, and ag organizations and politicians from promoting their appreciation for cows. Farm groups were applauding after father and son Oregon ranchers Dwight and Steve Hammond, sent to prison for arson on public land, received full pardons from President Trump on Tuesday. The case sparked the armed 41-day takeover in 2016 of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in southeast Oregon that inflamed a long simmering dispute over federal control of large portions of the West. Activists want the federal government to cede land to the states and accuse the government of regulatory overreach and meddling in the Western way of life. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.